Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 233. GNM gives us very revolutionary type of knowledge about all medical conditions including those of teeth and jaws. This is because of the discovery of the five biological laws of nature by Dr. Hammer, and that the biological special programs of all organs and tissues are explained most rationally by him. Today we are going to learn the healing phase of the dentin and jaw bones. It is like the reconstruction of bones with the bone building osteoblasts and forming callus. The cavities that were the result of conflict activity of not being able to bite get refilled with the dentin callus produced by odontoblasts in the pulp. Later, these soft calluses become harder. Just like all organs derived from the new mesoderm show their biological purpose at the end of their healing phase, this soft dentin callus becomes stronger to prevent affection by a future conflict. If there is an external opening for the cavity, the callus will be formed outside the tooth. This callus, with the remnants of food and saliva, makes a hardened dental plaque called tartar due to its sticky nature in the beginning, becoming harder at the end. All the theories in the dental medicine is hereby turned upside down. In reality, this dental plaque does not cause cavities. Plaques do not cause tooth decay or inflammation of gums or gingivitis. Their theories cannot explain the development of dental conditions like cavities, gingivitis, etc. They cannot explain why a specific tooth or a specific group of teeth get affected. Also, they fail to explain why, for example, the caries affect the dentin or the enamel of a tooth. Only GNM has got an explanation of why a particular dental medical condition occurs on a particular side of the mouth. Nobody will believe if I say that even the real cause of the common medical condition of toothache is not known to common man and to the dental experts. Toothache occurs during the replenishing process, where the periodontium covering the tooth stretches due to the swelling happening during the healing phase. The squamous epithelial layer covering the periodontium is rich with very sensitive nerves. We will study later that dental pains can occur during the CA phase of the enamel program also. Suppose the cavities were formed only inside the tooth without showing externally or even to the border, the swellings will press on the pulp only. In such cases, there will be very excruciating type of pain. If the conflict is hanging and there is prolonged pressure on the pulp, during healing, there will be damage of the nerves within the pulp. Repeated dental work on teeth like large fillings can cause the damage of nerves. Root canal treatments or even extraction of tooth are being done at these situations. The root canal procedures use harmful chemicals like arsenic, formaldehyde and mercury and remove the entire pulp to replace the cavities with the plastic materials. Once the tooth canal procedure is over, what is left behind is really a dead and toxic tooth. Root canal treatment shall be avoided because even an extraction in exceptional cases is more justified than that. Again, against the teachings of the conventional medicine, the bacteria inside the mouth are not harmful, but they assist the reconstruction of the teeth. They help in the process of accumulation of callus in an abscessed tooth. The accumulation of callus and pus due to microbial activity increases pressure inside a healing tooth, and this is the pain of tooth abscess. With an external opening due to cavity called as tooth fistula, the pus may leak out and thus the abscess may get drained out fully. Very often, there will be facial swellings visible along with tooth affections. These are all happening following the swelling around a healing tooth. The fluid accumulation or edema of healing can be increased due to additional water retention of syndrome causing this type of facial swellings. The same processes of recalcification can occur during the healing phase of jaw bones. There will be swelling, pain, etc. The pain is due to the stretching of the periosteal layer covering the jaw bones. Sometimes there may have very large swellings inside the healing jaw bones, which are diagnosed by conventional medicine as jaw cancer. How they diagnose osteosarcomas was explained elaborately when we discussed the biological special program of bones and joints earlier. If the healing is in the jaw bones, the swelling can cause pains. Similar pain in the temporomandibular joint is given a special name as TMJ syndrome. Friends, here we finish the biological special program of the dentin and jaw bones. All my best wishes for your GNM learning. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.